Welcome to episode 603 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy. Travel agent, Sandy. And we're also excited to welcome another Outlander agent, Meg.
Yay! Hello.
This week, we're taking you inside our recent trip to Vancouver for the Cruise Sales Summit, where several of us had the chance to connect with top suppliers, tour ships, and experience the Rocky Mountaineer firsthand. It's a great example of the behind-the-scenes work we do as travel advisors, building relationships, gaining product knowledge, and vetting experiences so we can better serve our clients. We're pulling back the curtain on what these events are really like and why they matter for your next trip. So let's get started.
Yay!
So Sandy and Meg, both of you attended this event, correct?
We did.
Yes. You did. So some of you did different things beforehand too.
Yes.
Meg, you did a little short cruise.
I did a princess cruise. Yes. Pacific Coastal cruise.
Nice. And Sandy, you just spent a couple of days in Vancouver, didn't you? Just kind of checking things out. And
I did. I got there 2 days early and did a day excursion to Victoria to check out the Bouchard Gardens because that's a popular cruise stop on Alaska tour cruises.
And on Pacific Coastal cruises, unless you don't get to go because the weather is bad, which is what happened to us.
It wasn't bad where I was, but I don't know where y'all were. Yeah. It was an all day thing. It was the ferry from Vancouver to Victoria is 90 minutes each way. So,
Wow.
It's a day, but it was good. It was really good.
Was your weather nice? And
it was so pretty. Oh my God. Coming back home to North Carolina to the humidity was awful.
It was shocking. I agree. It was shocking to the system.
It's so pretty, like 60 degrees. It was no humidity. They say it rains a lot in the winter, but it was sunny while we were there. So I don't know if I believe that.
Well, it's technically not winter there now, is it?
No, it's spring. Or is it?
It's spring, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Very nice.
It's gorgeous. Yep.
And Meg, you sailed on, was it Coral?
The Coral Princess.
Coral Princess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've sailed with Princess before, haven't you?
No, this was my first time.
No, it was your first. Excellent. Well, I've not sailed with them yet, and that's actually next on my list. Like, I've got to get on a princess ship. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how was that?
I love the ship. I like smaller ships. So, that's you know, not everyone's like that, but I prefer the ships that are smaller, that are easy to learn and navigate your first day on the ship so that you sort of feel like you're at home and you're comfortable instead of feeling like you're lost for 3 days. So I do appreciate the small ship because the service feels more personable. They, you know, learn your name and who you are so much more quickly. Got to, you know, really experience the Princess Medallion class, which was amazing. And I think it's amazing, right, for those of us who can't always sail in concierge, right? So sort of gives you that taste of concierge service because everywhere you go, I mean, they already know you're approaching because you're wearing that medallion. And they're, you know, how are you? Hi, Miss Meg. You know, they know what you've already ordered. This was the first time I had sailed with a food allergy. So the service that they, I mean, literally he joked, my server joked because the restaurant manager would come in and see me every night to order my food for the night before. And he joked because he was like, we follow you everywhere except for in the bathroom. We just wait outside. So yeah, it was really nice to experience Princess the Medallion.
My dog doesn't even do that.
So. I know, exactly. we got to, you know, take a peek at the entertainment, which I was, you know, really impressed with. You know, the only thing we didn't get to do was we didn't get that port day in Victoria. The weather was bad off of the coast. It didn't rain while we were on the ship, but there were like 12 to 13 foot swells. So yeah, it was, some people were dropping like flies on there. It was truly like four sea days basically, because we never went anywhere.
Right.
But it got me a chance to like truly relax and get the whole princess experience. So
yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Cause I've been on some of the bigger ships for like, for 3 day sailings, and you don't, I get off and I'm just like, I've seen nothing.
Yeah,
exactly. I didn't see that. Yeah. And for me, I'm like one of those people who like the same thing when I order in a restaurant, I have to read the entire menu before I can order. It's the same thing for me, like on a ship. I almost stress out because I didn't get to see two or three venues or go into a restaurant or see a show. So to me, it feels like a successful trip when I've cruised on a smaller ship.
And did you have any issues with your allergy, or did they handle it well?
Oh, no, it was great. Yeah, it was great.
Good. I mean, besides, always gluten, it's gluten, so
it's not, it's a gluten allergy, so it's not. Well,
but still, right, but I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's not life-threatening, but still, it, you know, it can really mess up your day.
Well, and even, I mean, you're somewhat limited, right? They give you the same menu that everybody gets. I just get it the day ahead and I order. And the gluten-free is marked on their menus, but you can also, you know, I was like, I really want this dish. And he was like, we'll make it gluten-free for you.
Oh,
so they would
great.
Customize something in case it wasn't.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Excellent. That is,
I like when they take it. Well, obviously they take it seriously, but it's good to know that you don't have to like sacrifice.
Right. Cause I mean, clients tell us, hey, I have this allergy and I have this allergy, and we alert, you know, the cruise lines, all of them, you know, this is what we've got dealing. But you know, you just never know, you know, we've done our due diligence. Are they actually going to follow through? And you know, you always kind of think about that, you know, are they actually going to adhere to that? And so it's good. That's good feedback. Excellent. So let's fast forward then, because we're not, Crew Sail Summit. What is that? What did y'all do?
So this is our host agency, Nexion, put this event on, and it's basically a conference that's revolving around cruise sales. So all the suppliers there were cruises except for the Rocky Mountaineer, but Rocky Mountaineer made sense because they travel out of Vancouver. So we were in Vancouver. We were right there. So, and it's a good add-on for an Alaska cruise too. So, but it's, it was basically kind of similar to our annual conference where it's like classroom time presentations. But they threw in ship inspections and a couple of events that kind of showcased Vancouver, which was really cool.
What ships did you guys get to tour? Because I believe one was a Regent, right? Oh, Sandy's excited.
I was so excited because I have some people sailing on Regent, and I have not been on one of their ships. And it's a luxury brand. So I was really excited. So the Regent suite on this ship is 4,400 square feet.
That's bigger than my house.
It's two bedrooms, and it has its own spa. Like the sauna, the steam room, they have a jacuzzi on the deck. They have the porcelain loungers just for two people. Just two.
Like with a beautiful view, you know, off the back of the ship.
I love those porcelain loungers. The first time I ever laid in one, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be awful. This is like laying on concrete. In like 5 minutes, it was warm and I was like probably drooling, but you know, out cold. Like that was amazing. Oh, that's to have that in your cabin would be
a baby grand piano in the middle of the
like a wet bar. I mean, it was
I mean, the bar was bigger than some of the bars on the ship. On the ship. But that was the top. You know, that was they have several different categories of suites. You know,
that's,
But
that's that's the best of the best.
Yes, that is the top suite.
But that's where Sandy's going to stay.
I will invite you guys over to hang out in my living
room. Just to hang out, not to stay, but just to hang out.
No.
Well, I mean, and it's, I need all that space. Occupancy on that one was 4 guests, so that is truly a personalized room for a couple or a small family.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah, but even saying that, the rest of the ship, you think small ship because it's like under 1,000 guests, you know, but it's not that small. So there's a lot of space for you. And, you know, there's the, you know, like plenty of seating out by the pool. There's, you know, lots of space for people to spread out and not mm-hmm. feel crowded and get that extra attention and service. Even their like smallest cabins are still pretty spacious and nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I would say, I mean, I think that ship is less than, well, depending on the itinerary, right? It's less than 800 people on mm-hmm. that ship. And it's a, you know, what did they say? A 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 for crew?
Oh, like 2-to-1, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's, yeah. that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah. That's personal attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we got the dining spaces were just amazing and very open. Nothing felt crowded. Like mm-hmm. Sandy said, they have a, like when you think buffet, you're like, buffet. But this buffet looked amazing.
I didn't even realize we were in the buffet until we exactly. passed the food. I was like, wait, oh, wow. This is the buffet? And
not yeah. only that, but they have a grill. I wouldn't call it a buffet, but it's like a, what would you describe the grill buffet area on the outdoor deck? I mean, that looked amazing.
Yeah, I know. The food was phenomenal. Yeah. yeah. The presentation was just amazing. Everything was.
Did you get to eat on board? Did they feed you on board? Oh, so you got to enjoy the food. Yeah.
Yes. We had our appetizer was lobster. Yeah. it was
an amazing like lobster melon. It was
wow.
Something yeah, I've never, a combination I've never eaten before, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did you tour any other ships or was that just the only one?
We toured the Holland America Koningsdam on the last day.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Yeah. And I've actually been on this ship before. So I was excited to get back on it. This was the one I took with my daughter to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, you know, makes mm-hmm. me feel all tenderhearted.
Oh.
Nostalgic. Yeah. Yeah. But I love that ship. That's a good size ship too. That's about 2,400 people. Mm-hmm. I just think they do such a good job in Alaska. I love Holland America in Alaska.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I sailed Koningsdam to Alaska as well. So I get, that was my first Alaska trip. So I get the.
Yeah, they have, I mean, they have really, really good nightlife. I think, I mean, I don't stay out super late, but there's different venues to choose from with live music mm-hmm. and the music is really good. Mm-hmm. And I like their shows too. I think the shows in the theater are really cool. Mm-hmm. So, and then there are, up in the very top, they have an observation lounge that's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's called the Crow's Nest, and it's way mm-hmm. up high. And that's nice. Like when coffee, you're doing
coffee bar.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, a coffee bar up there, and then a coffee bar on like deck 3.
Well, and on the Koningsdam and some of their other ships, they have the Dutch Cafe, which is mm-hmm. I love. And they're actually expanding that. They're going to start putting that on more of their smaller ships. But as yeah, the Dutch Cafe is very, you know, signature Holland thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They also have Club Orange, which is like a special thing you can add on that they have limited capacity. So if you want it, you gotta mm-hmm. add it before you get on board. But they have a special dining room and they get like upgraded amenities in their stateroom. So they would get like the suite amenity, like shampoos and stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of the cool things that I didn't know until I was talking to our rep was that if you have Club Orange, you can order off of any specialty dining menu any night and they'll bring it to you in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not nice.
Even if you're on a ship that doesn't have that special separate restroom, restaurant, you can still, there's still a like separate area in the main dining room where you have more like expedited service for mm-hmm. Club Orange. So you're still that's like, cool. you know, a signature area for that.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is, no matter what type of room category you're in, you can add Club Orange, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, but it does sell out because I've had someone who wanted it and it was a little bit too late.
Yeah, it's not unlimited. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Exactly. So if you want it, add yeah. it. Add it.
Well, and probably. I think, yeah. do you get party, like, embarkation or tendering with?
Yeah, I think you do. Okay. Yeah,
I think so.
So a lot of people like it just so. For that reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just take the specialty dining all day long.
Oh my gosh, no kidding.
It's like, wow. Can I get that candied bacon that hangs on the clothesline?
Can I get that steak? Or the key lime pie in the steakhouse is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're getting close to dinner time now, so I'm getting hungry. Y'all are going to have to stop. Talk about, it's that time of day. Lunch has worn off and yeah, I'm getting hungry. So you did the ship inspections, but you, I stayed at a hotel in Vancouver and then you're like training, learning.
Yeah. We were
speed
at the Hilton.
Dating.
Yeah.
Dating,
We were at the Hilton, by the airport, which is kind of far out. I mean, it was the bus ride to the port every day was 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic. It's not really that far, but it was just the times we were going. It was, they do have a tram that goes, it's kind of like a monorail, or they call it the SkyTrain. Mm-hmm. And we did have some agents do that for the Holland America inspection, and they said it took about 35 minutes. And it's like $5. So if you're staying out by the airport, that's an option.
Oh, so that's really inexpensive. So if you're cruising and you just want to stay close, you know, just hop in late, grab a hotel. Yeah, that's a nice inexpensive option to get to the port.
To just go downtown for downtown a couple days.
Vancouver. Also, that same monorail tram thing will take you into like just downtown Vancouver, where you can just hang out.
I think it ends at the port. I think you can switch and go to some other like outlying suburbs. But
Gotcha. Vancouver's like public transportation system in general is efficient and easy to use because they have the SkyTram, and they also have the bus system that works as well. So
awesome. And I think you guys saw a lot of World Cup stuff in Vancouver.
Oh gosh, I sent you that picture of the
you did. I'm a little jealous. Museum. I shared it with my husband, and of course he was just, oh, that's awesome.
It was so funny because
I'm a little jealous.
At the airport, they had all the stuff, and I was like, ooh, maybe I should buy something for my little cousins who like soccer. And then I was like, I love my little cousins, but I don't love them $100 sweatshirt. But then I connected on the way home in Houston, and apparently that's another city for the
It's just all over the place.
Yeah, it was everywhere. It was really cool. They're really polishing up Vancouver in anticipation.
Oh, I'm sure.
Cool thing that they're doing.
I have a feeling that's all that's going to be on my TV.
That's cool.
The actual cruise summit, that was at the hotel. And so tell me a little bit about that for our listeners that don't really know kind of what we do at things like this.
So I arrived the morning of, and Meg and them who were on the pre-cruise were docking. They took us by bus. We had breakfast at the hotel, and then they took us, and we met everybody who was getting off the ship. And then they loaded their luggage onto our bus, and then we went on to the Regent ship inspection. And then that evening we got back, and they had a reception for us on the rooftop.
Fun.
So awesome.
Ooh,
views.
Fun. Yeah.
I got to feed the birds.
They knew I was there.
She was like, I really want to feed that bird. I'm like, okay, well, you know what happens when you throw stuff at the birds.
And they all swarm.
So that was really cool. Then the next morning was the classroom time and speed dating. So it was kind of like a trade show. So, well, everybody had a table, and you had like, what'd we have, 7 minutes?
Seven or eight minutes.
That's actually a good amount of time, though.
It was good. I mean, the room was a little bit loud, but...
Yeah.
For me, I actually liked it better than a trade show because it made me talk to everybody. Just one-on-one, though, because that's the thing about trade shows. I skim over stuff because you can't really talk, you know, and there's other people there, and it's just so...
Right, and you've always got, like, a line of people that are like, oh, my gosh, will she stop talking so I can ask my question?
Exactly.
It's always a little frustrating, but... And so you had,
so
like,
cool.
You were stationed at a desk, and they all came to you.
Other way around.
They were stationed.
Oh, other way around. They were stationed.
We rotated.
You rotated. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
It was good, too, because some of them were, like, there were some luxury brands there that I don't sell, so they were... giving some tips on like how you might position that to clients. And then if it was like somebody I sell a lot of, then I could just kind of chat with them about specific things that I needed, right, you know, for that. So it was really, I thought it was really good.
It's great because you can, you know, continue those relationships with suppliers that you already use, and then build your portfolio with ones that you're not using that you want to use. And
Well, it's just good to have that stuff in your, it's good to be exposed to that kind of stuff because you don't know what somebody might turn around and ask you for, you know?
Well, then you can turn around and I like that because you can, you guys, you know, you guys can turn around and bring that back to Outlander as a whole. And so, you know, when I'm working on something and, you know, you might be able to offer knowledge that you learned from a specific supplier there that you might not have known before. So, I mean, it's great for all of us as a whole. So it's really cool.
It is. And I mean, Addiction, our host agency, does such a good job with these events. And I mean, when we do connection, it's every kind of supplier. So for this one, with it being just cruise, they could truly like go right into what they needed to tell you because they know you are selling cruises, as opposed to when we get with all kinds of agents from across the States and Canada, and everybody has a different like area. So they can't, sometimes the supplier can't target exactly what they, you know, what they want to tell you. So it was very targeted, like conversations and messages and presentations from each supplier. So,
So then, you did get to do, you guys got to experience Rocky Mountaineer, didn't you?
We got to walk on it. We didn't get to ride on it.
It didn't go anywhere, but you got to go, let's go on it and check it out.
Yeah. Okay. So it was, like a morning that they had guests that were going to be getting on. So we got to go on before and take pictures and do some videos and stuff. And then we got to hang out in the depot and see how that experience is, which was really cool. They had a bagpipe player and then they had a piano player and they had coffee and pastries for people. And you could buy some, you know, little
merchandise and stuff.
Yeah. Some like clothes or hats and stuff. And then whenever, the guests were leaving, we all lined up in this big long line and waved to them the whole time.
Entire train.
It was really great to see how boarding day works and you know, everybody coming into that. You know, Rocky Mountaineer has its own station. They built their own station. So it's just guests getting on the train. And, you know, like Sandy said, it was really cool. The bagpipe player came out and he kind of marched down and then he sort of led the way out for everybody to go out and start boarding.
That's really cool.
Which if there's bagpipes, I'm loving it. So
made sure we were in a straight line and presentable.
Shoulder to shoulder, like straight lines.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was nice that we got to jump on and see the different, like the silver leaf and the gold leaf seats before the guests got on, just kind of see what those spaces look like. We peeked into the dining car. They were preparing food, so obviously we, you know, couldn't come in, but
It was really cool to see the gold leaf, you know, has the windows on the ceiling, you know, and it's like the double decker and it's a domed car. So you know, I know that, but it was cool to see it. And then the silver leaf is just one level, and so the, you know, besides the dome on the gold leaf, the silver leaf, you eat at your seat. So on the gold leaf, the dining is down below. So they rotate you down to eat. And nobody sleeps on the train. Everybody stays in hotels.
So the gold leaf is the only class that has the dome with the,
The upper,
Okay.
But that, you know, a good point that our rep made was that if you have somebody with mobility issues, Silverleaf would probably be better because they don't have to go up the stairs. They do have a little elevator on the cars, but it's, you know, slower and stuff. But, you know, you wouldn't be having to go up and down stairs. They're going to bring you your meal, you know. So,
That's
so little tidbits like that.
And they can actually remove some of the seats on the silver. So if you need a little more space, like depending
on
what your accessibility is, they can actually take a seat out. If you don't need to like transfer, you know, to another seat or whatever. So,
nice. Because knowing these things, but actually seeing them in person is totally different.
It just
helps give you a visual and helps you kind of pair what would be that best option for your client. So that's really good. But I am going to back up just a hair because I think I jumped ahead. But I did see something about a dinner cruise. A spirit of that sounds
glamorous, doesn't it?
It sounds so glamorous. But judging by what your comment, I'm guessing it might not be.
No.
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. It wasn't anything fancy, but
yeah, I thought we might have live music. So that was I was like, oh, they're gonna have live music, because that's what I think of when I think of dinner cruise. Mm-hmm. But so that was really the only thing that was missing.
Yeah.
Also, they didn't have live music. Okay.
No, gotcha. But they had like three levels, so mm-hmm. you could go up on the top and you know, it basically went around the harbor and around Stanley Park.
That was fun.
And so, yeah, it was cool. It was
Nice. It was, I mean, the sunset was beautiful. We couldn't have asked for better weather. Mm-hmm. And they served, you know, the food was good.
Actually, I thought the food was really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the veggies and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was a good way to, you know, if you hadn't been to Vancouver yet, to kind of see what it's mm-hmm. like. We, you know, we go under the bridge just like the big cruise ships go under when you're leaving the harbor. So,
yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It's very quiet and peaceful.
Nice. Yes. It was nice.
Nice. And then... Yeah. A casino night party. Sandy, did you go to that? Was it late? Were you able to make it?
It started at like 6:30. I mean, it was in the hotel. They had, so basically.
I like to tease Sandy.
They gave us fake money. And because it was fake money, the dealers were like really kind of liberal with like giving you more money. Oh, everybody wins. You know, like, I won't take your money this time. And, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was really fun.
Did that close out the?
It was the last night, but the Holland America inspection was the next morning. And then after that, like, we just all broke off and did our own thing. Like, Lindsay and I went to Granville Island and just, we took an Uber over there and we were done, you know, so.
Casino night is kind of, you know, Nexion's always good about rewarding us, right, for the early mornings and the long days of standing on your feet. So they always give us a little something fun to do.
Yes. And they had prizes. So that was
they did have prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do anything after Meg, or did you just go home?
I just came home.
You just went home. You were probably tired, especially since you cruised before as well. So
yes, came home, and my daughter was coming home from Japan. So
that's exciting. Well, any other tidbits or carryaways? Takeaways. Yes, thank you. Takeaways. Carryaways. So, takeaways. Whatever.
We did when we were when I went to do the Holland America inspection, there were a couple other ships in port, which was cool. I got to see a Windstar. I didn't get to go on them, but I got to see them.
But they
Windstar is really small ship, and then an HXS Expedition ship that was really cool too. Yeah, that was awesome. I really liked seeing them, especially seeing side by side with some of the bigger ships. And next year, if anyone in Nexion is listening, it's going to be in Galveston. So new city to explore, and probably, I'm sure they'll be doing some ship inspections around that.
Yeah.
And so exciting.
I saw that. I've been to Galveston, but once.
I've been one time, but I actually stayed in Houston because that's where my cousins live and I was visiting them. So I haven't really, I don't have a lot of experience in Galveston. So it would be cool. And it was a good event.
Yeah. I did one cruise out of Galveston and, but it was nice. So maybe I'll go back.
Yeah.
I think my,
it sounds like a cool event.
Oh yeah. My big takeaway for me, which I kind of known anyway, but to get face to face with a lot of luxury cruise lines, right? Some clients are like, I'm not luxury. I can't do that. It's too fancy for me, or the price is too high for me. But really to like rethink that, like as an agent and as a guest, because there's so many inclusions with a luxury line that you don't think of. Drinks are included with most meals. A shore excursion is going to be included. Your Wi-Fi is going to be included. There's a lot included. And then you go to sort of a more mainstream contemporary cruise line, and you're going to have to add those things on individually. So don't always rule out luxury cruising for the price. And then also they don't expect you to dress up every night for dinner. They want you to be comfortable, have fun, and enjoy it. So don't always rule it out as a guest or as an agent. Always keep that as an option. I think it's available to more people than we realize.
Yeah. Absolutely. Excellent. I agree.
Excellent point.
Yeah. That is. I like that. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thanks for hanging out with us, Meg.
Yay. Of course.
Yay, it was a blast.
Thank you.
On behalf of Sandy and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.